with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by Houthi assaults as U.S.-flagged vessels are attacked off Yemen. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two US-flagged vessels on Wednesday, traveling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
eBay has joined other tech companies in announcing more job cuts. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Online retailer eBay Inc. will cut about 1,000 jobs, or an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce. The company says the number of employees and costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. It's the latest tech company to roll out a series of layoffs after quickly ramping up hiring during COVID-19. Other tech companies with job cuts include Spotify, Microsoft, Meta, and IBM. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Republican primary campaign has barely begun. Barely 400,000 votes have been cast in two rural states over the span of 8 days. But after two resounding victories, former President Trump has demonstrated a dominance within the GOP that may have already rendered irrelevant the next 5 months of primary contests. Leaders in both parties are beginning to shift towards a general election rematch of Trump and President Joe Biden. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points, the Nasdaq rose 55. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade was a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several states putting the question to a vote of the people. You can hear more from Dr. Moeller at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. China's central bank says they're cutting bank reserve requirements in a move to boost the country's flagging economy.
It's an announcement Chinese officials would normally give in a written statement, not a news conference. Peng Gongsheng, governor of the People's Bank of China, says they plan to reduce the ratio of reserves that banks must keep on hand by 0.5% in early February. That could inject about $141 billion back into circulation. He says China's government will also issue a policy on lending to help property developers. In China, regulators are grappling with an opposite problem from the Federal Reserve, a risk that weak demand will cause prices to spiral lower. I'm Jennifer King.
Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jeff DeWitt resigned after he could be heard in a leaked recording offering a job and asking U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake to name a price that would keep her out of politics. DeWitt says the recording was selectively edited. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.